Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congratulations to Mike Massey of Maryland Heights Mo.
Mike Massey!
He was caller 18 to the Bomberito box office, which means he picks up a pair of tickets to see the Chainsmokers right around the corner, November 8th at the Enterprise Center. Tickets are on sale now, but more tickets for you to win with Jill after 10, and then after 2 o'clock with
Sherry Farmer. And speaking of tickets, to the roast of Courtney Landrum celebrating 20 years on Y98. On sale now at y98.com/roast.
Food stops. I'm Tim Convey. Here we go. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. St. Charles getting ready to open real soon. Get ready for that. And if you're looking for a gig, go check that out too. Saltandsmokestl.com. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on Instagram if you don't. Things are heating up. Lance, we posted a picture of Lance. I don't know, 1,200 likes or something. Fastest we've ever had. You also see me on a slide falling and injuring myself. I'm still in pain from that. And coming soon, Jen's little brother for National Sibling Day. So follow us on Instagram. And we're on Instagram Live right now. You can watch this whole segment. Wanted to remind you, we talked about this yesterday. Tonight at Busch Stadium, you can get a free McDonald's Big Mac for every home run that the Cardinals hit. And I don't know if you've noticed, they're hitting a lot of home runs this season. We've added...
Balls juiced.
Courtney.
Food stuff.
Everyone says that when there's a lot of home runs.
If you take your ticket in tomorrow after they hit a home run tonight, which I think they will, and you get a free Big Mac, this press release brought to you by Amy Berger.
You just wanted to say Amy Berger again.
I love it. Her name is Amy Berger, and she tells you about Big Mac.
By the way, food stuff. Little burger, Cardinals burger aside here. There's like a gluten-free Facebook page, and someone was asking
about...
Oh,
yeah, I'm on that.
I know you are.
You started, didn't
just
you, Courtney?
Such great recipes.
It's where I get all my fun information.
We talked about it on opening day, but someone was asking where's a good place to have gluten-free food before they go to Busch Stadium, and I said, hello, they have this new Budweiser burger bar, and they have gluten-free buns, and it is the best gluten-free bun I have ever had.
Really?
Yes.
That's saying something.
It was so good. So,
Cardinal, you have to go to the Cardinals game for a good gluten-free bun.
Yeah. Budweiser Terrace, they've got that burger bar, and then if they hit a home run tomorrow, you get a free Big Mac. You can't beat that. It's a little local issue going on here. Our friends at Anheuser-Busch put out a beer called Patagonia. And the logo for this beer is, it says the word Patagonia over sort of some mountains, which might sound familiar because obviously there's that clothing company, Patagonia.
North Face.
And their logo is the name over the mountains.
You would think that they've teamed up.
They've not teamed up. Patagonia, not happy about this, filed a lawsuit. Ooh. And here's the deal.
AB, I don't think, would do something without going through the proper channels.
I completely agree. I support
them.
They're
a big enough business.
Yeah. I agree.
They've gone down this road before. They know how to dot the I's and cross the T's. Yeah.
Exactly. They know what they're doing. I mean, for God's sake, they're putting the ingredients on all their labels.
Right. And that's the biggest thing.
I'm a big fan, obviously. But what they're doing is they're launching this beer in Colorado at like ski resorts where maybe you'd run into some Patagonia clothing.
Yeah.
And they've got people out there, you know, samples, and they buy you beers and stuff. And they're wearing outdoor gear that says the logo.
Okay.
That's
all
got
right.
The logo from the beer on it. Patagonia, not happy, filing a lawsuit. We'll see where this thing
ends up. What did AB do?
Up.
Did they get the trademark? Did they go through trademark channels?
Patagonia, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it a proper noun? It's like an actual place? True or false? Anybody? plants.
I think you're on the right path.
So I would imagine that's kind of the loopholes. They're like, oh yeah, we're named after the same thing.
Weird.
Patagonia, sparsely populated region at the southern end of South America.
It's a it's a real place. So I imagine that's the deal. Regardless, Patagonia Clothing Company, not happy. So we'll keep you posted on that. Want to make it very clear again, I'm on AB's side on this one.
Food stuff!
Mostly because of the packaging. Okay, how about this? A study about foods that can keep you up at night. So things you shouldn't eat before bed.
Spicy foods.
Get in your system. I think that's a real one. But these are ones that maybe you weren't necessarily thinking about.
Like chocolate because it's got caffeine in it.
Well, how about these?
I'm just going to guess every food. Yeah.
Also true.
Green beans.
I think any food, to some degree, is forcing your body to digest it and deal with it, which is going to maybe keep you up.
Okay.
But things that are particularly bad that you may not realize. Fruits and vegetables. Especially ones that contain a lot of water, like melons and cucumbers.
You have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
It's not unlike chugging a glass of water before you go to bed. Nobody wants that. Number two, simple starches like bread, potatoes, and rice. They make you feel tired and help you fall asleep, but then they cause your blood sugar to spike, which can disrupt your sleep.
Right? Oh, okay.
And then bad fats from things like fried foods and butter, which tend to give you the worst sleep. What you're supposed to eat is a Mediterranean diet filled with good fats.
When you're hungry.
So less red, almonds. Less red meat, more fish and nuts. That's going to help you sleep.
How do you sleep, Tim?
I sleep great on my mattress from Mattress Direct.
Oh my gosh.
Enough. You should be really
and
embarrassed.
And any slipping issues I do have, I go to the Clean Sleep Institute. Okay.
Jesus.
You're right.
This is a
Tim. Tim is for sale.
God.
No, I'm not. I just believe in a few things and places.
Well, there's a place to believe in them.
Okay. Outside of food stuff.
Jesus, yeah.
No, it's supposed to say Jesus, Tim.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Outside of food stuff, sponsored by Salt and Smoke.
now that's legal.
Okay, good. It's all, they're not, you know. Okay, we're gonna move on. Forcing a smile at work might make you drink more. They did a study, and people who are in some sort of customer service, or they're working retail or behind a counter or something, they're forced to smile. It's what their employers want.
Yes,
it's what you kind of got to do. You got to be on all day, so to speak. Those people tend to drink more when they get off of work.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You're
hiding your
true emotions.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's probably a level of guilt associated with that, and you kind of want to drown things. But the head researcher thinks it's because we have a limited amount of self-control each day. And if you have to waste that control on pretending to be happy, you don't have that much control over how much you
drink.
That's
interesting.
God, thank God we have no self-control on the show.
I know. Wow. That's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I think
that's why I drink so much, because I'm faking it every single day.
No, you're not faking it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And you make fun of us. You'd think you'd be completely sober the rest of the day.
I could be more.
Oh, wow.
It could really.
Your baseline is way off.
You're saying you're holding back?
Yeah, if the FCC weren't involved, it could get ugly.
That's a good point. You got to walk that line. I totally get it. That's Food Stuff. Check it out on the podcast, y98.com.
Food Stuff!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home, son.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.